thank you so much, Tanya, for joining me on the We Don't Play podcast show today. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. I'm excited that you're here all the way from Clubhouse to the podcast show. That's how we connected, guys. Just in case you guys are trying to figure out how did we connect, it was purely off a Clubhouse room and the energy was just right. We followed each other and we connected and something was just like, you got to bring Tanya to this space. So you guys are highly privileged and lucky and blessed to be able to connect with someone that has so much grace and amazing sass and pizzazz, you know, with it. So
gratitude.
Anytime. I love people to know about you and who you are, what you've been able to do, and why you do this passionately and why do you love it so much.
Gosh, okay, so I'm going to try to sum it up in like 30 to 45 seconds, the same way we do on Clubhouse when people are in our digital audio space, right?
Hey.
So I am Tanya Danae. I am the intuitivepreneur, and I'm an entrepreneur just by trade. Just the last 25 years, I've owned 3 different businesses that did quite well and just wanted to figure out, you know, what's my purpose. So the intuitivepreneur comes from, I started to follow my intuition and really follow business ideas and income that really worked with my ethics, like kind of worked with who I was. I didn't feel like I lost my soul, you know, to gain the money. And so when I moved into more of an intuitive perspective, just really moving into my intuition, I enjoy business now. It doesn't seem so painful. So now when I have a couple of mishaps, I don't take it personal. It's just business, but I understand that there's growth. So intuitively, it's allowed me to lose 115 pounds. Once I was able to get clear about my goals, there was weight that I had on me that did not serve me. So, you know, I was one of those people that went to the doctor, got my little report. They told me I didn't have high blood pressure, no diabetes. So I was like, shoot, I'm just 268. For no reason. So yeah, I had to snap that and get that weight off. So with fitness, health, and wealth, those are my 3 areas. And I just tap in from a technological standpoint because I love the social media tools, the different ways that we sit in. And I just decided to tie that into my business. You know, how can I help other entrepreneurs with their health, wealth, and mindset? So we are here.
Wow. First of all, congratulations on that big achievement. I know how that feels.
Thank you.
When you lose all that and you're like, I feel lighter. You know, I feel good.
Instantly.
All of a sudden. It's beautiful. I'm glad that you're able to experience that because that reminded me of when, you know, I decided to lose 40 pounds last year and I did it.
Okay.
You know, and I was like, oh, so this is what it looks like. Okay, I'm gonna keep going because I'm a swimmer. I love swimming. I taught myself how to swim. And
okay,
yeah, so I'm very into that water vibe and just making sure, like, because it's healthy for your body too. Our body is what, 70-80% water? So
70-80% water.
So exactly what you've said resonates with a lot of people listening, and I'm glad that you're able to bring it to us today.
Thank you. Oh, and it's healing. Water is so healing. You have less injuries in water. So the fact that you brought that up, that's a great place for people that have less flexibility. When I was pregnant with my son, this is in 2000, the year 2000, when I was pregnant with him, that was the only class that I took. And I was pregnant in the fall, and I took an outdoor swimming class. Go figure.
What?
But in the fall, I was taking an outdoor swimming class, and I was like 6 months pregnant because I wanted to learn how to swim more efficiently, and I was doing it while I was pregnant. And I forgot that when you just said that, you made me think about that though. So that was amazing. Yes.
What was that experience like?
It was light because, you know, I had this big old belly, but my biggest thing is I had no flexibility. So I couldn't touch my toes. I couldn't do it before I got pregnant, right? So all of these different ailments is what I realized my body was out of alignment. Well, once you're pregnant, you can't fix it then. You just have to make your body as comfortable as you can and then you fix it after. Well, I didn't fix it after, it just got worse before I got it back into fixing it. But that was when I realized the water allowed me more mobility. So yes, tons of mobility.
That's what's up. Now, if somebody asks, like, how did you lose it? Was there a process? Was there a routine? Was there a regimen?
Yeah, I actually had a process, so I didn't have any drugs outside of, you know, 420, you know, cannabis friendly around here, stop playing. But I wasn't, you know, I didn't do any surgery or anything. So what I did is, I mentioned I'm an intuitive. So I wanted to know, why was my body hurting? So I got a lot of stomach pain. That's what triggered the weight loss. I had a lot of stomach pain. Okay. I knew it wasn't indigestion, right? I wasn't eating, but I was 268 pounds. So I went to my doctor first. So I always tell people, start with your doctor. And then if that stuff doesn't resonate, what your doctor say, go research that. And what she said didn't resonate, so I went to research that. And so I just looked up the spiritual meaning of stomach pain. And it was talking about trauma and pain and just different decisions, you know, life that, you know, childhood, different things like that. It doesn't necessarily mean bad, but just junk, right? And the best way to clear it was to get into your chakras. And I was like, chakras? C-H-A-K-R-A-S. And that was the system of self that opened it up. So I realized when I did the little chakra assessment, and you want to see which chakras are open and which ones are blocked, my root chakra was blocked. Root chakra is the base of it. It's what connects us to nature, the reality, our survival. 0 through 7 is when it's normally developed. And I had no stability. I was lacking, like, foundation. So I started with the simple things. And it was like, eat more red fruits, listen to music in this frequency, get outside. It literally was like, get outside. So when I started to get outside, I went outside 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I walked for 30 to 45 minutes, never more than that, because I didn't want to. And I set up a community workout. So I put it around the city. San Diego's small. It's only 6% black. It's actually 5% black now. But our numbers went down. But I put my little posts on social media, and then people joined me. So we were in 3 different parts of the city, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 a.m. We only worked out from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And people joined us. And that was how I started my regimen. Because I knew if I posted that I was going to do it, that would keep me doing it versus if I would fall off. So I started a little community group, and it's still going to this day. I'm in Vegas now. I left San Diego 2 years ago, and the group is still going in San Diego.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
The little things go a long way.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just like really setting up a system in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like taking the time to really figure out how you want to do it. Even though it's frustrating when you just want to get started, that little bit of pause in there really helps.
Now that you've mentioned that, some people don't pause. People are like on auto speed, auto dial, auto zone. they're just literally going through the times and not thinking or breaking or stopping. Do you think that could limit their success because they're always in the motion, or do you think that's gonna do some type of impediment?
Yeah, I mean, I think the awareness comes back to how have we been trained. So we didn't pick up these bad habits on our own. We are taught to go. We're taught to get right back up. You know, we're taught to dust the dirt off of our knees, right, and get right back in the game. However, I think in business teaches us evaluation. Go back and pull your stats and look at your reports and see what the numbers actually did before you roll out the same plan that you want to do again, right? So I feel like, yeah, if you don't pause, if you haven't had a reason to pause before, then use your business to help you pause in use your professional to help you pause in your personal. Because the things that you like was happening in your business, you're like, why isn't this happening in my life? Well, you're not applying any principles or any strategies the same way in your life that you're trying to do in your business to bring in revenue. So if you're wanting to feel better or take better care of yourself, apply a strategy so you can see what happens and then measure the results, you know?
That's big. I appreciate you for bringing that up. You know, now when you think about, like you said, fitness, wealth, health, you know, mentally as well, mm-hmm. you know, what are the ways someone can mentally be stable in a ever-changing society?
Oof, man, I think it's, so the key word is ever-changing. The knowing that society is ever-changing, so therefore by default, you're gonna be ever-changing. So I think the caveat there would be is embrace the change or you know, kind of back off and just take a different perspective. Like, change is going to come whether you participate or not. So it's a lot easier for you to take a step back and see how you can participate versus saying, no, I don't want to. And then you have to jump in and figure out how to later.
Yeah.
So I feel like that little, you know, that's kind of like the only caveat I probably could offer, because it's a hard habit to unlearn. You know, people will say it got me this far. Yeah, but do you really like the results though? So instead of me coming for your whole epics, you know, just pivot a little bit and see if you see something different.
True. That is so true. What would you say is the most repetitive question you keep getting in different versions that people are going through?
Ooh, why me? Like, everything is always the why me. And nobody, we ask the why me outside of us versus asking the why me to me. What I mean by that is, yes, I get it. Some children, not everybody is born with good parents. So by default, you're going to have a percentage that didn't have the right foundation. Then you have people that are born with two parents and the household still be messed up, right? So it's more so the fundamentals. What were the basic fundamentals I should have gotten as a child that I can give to myself now? Versus saying, let me go back and heal all my stuff I didn't get as a child, and you get stuck in your trauma. Just more so, how do I close the gap to the now with it? And the why me then doesn't become so victimish, you know? Mm-hmm. So you can kind of go like, dang, okay, bottom line, did I have a horrible relationship? Yes, I chose him. He was trash. Like, he was trash. So everything I got in that relationship, I potentially asked for, right? You know, nobody asked to be beat up in a relationship, and we didn't go there. Lit hands have failed. He could have been all over the news, right? Mm. But bottom line, like, the different layers of how he would talk to me, right? You talk to me like that because I allowed you to. Something in me backed off to where I realized, he's talking to me. Oh, well, he's talking to me because that's how I've allowed it. So I had to have conversations with me first before I could push back and be like, don't let it happen again. But there was nothing I ever gave him to allow it. It's just whatever, who he was, it was time for him to impress on whatever he does. So that's where your ethics will come out to say, are you going to be who you say you are, or are you going to change? That might be your evolution. For me, that was not my evolution. So I took a hard stance. You know, it was like a cut off in the relationship. He got married like 3 months after we broke up. That's what was so crazy.
Wow.
So, well, but that was the secrets that came out, because he had a whole relationship during our relationship. We'll figure. But for me, it was great personally and professionally, because I wasn't out here flaunting anybody new. So everybody knew it wasn't me in the relationship. So that gave me some solace, you know, even though I couldn't speak my voice, you know.
So it's like the voice was already spoken out for you, and you just had to dive in.
To be quiet and, yeah, just wait. I had to really just wait. I had to wait and let it play out. So that's kind of what I'm learning, too, from a personal and a professional. Those things work on both sides. So why can't you apply something that works that way in your personal? People ask us to not be emotional, and they ask us to be emotional. Pick a side, but ultimately, if we make decisions in emotions, it's just not going to be the best decision. So if you let the emotions settle and you still feel the same way, then you're right on point, you know? Let the emotions settle. But I'm not the best at that, so I've definitely made all my decisions in high energy emotions. All True. Of my bad decisions were in high energy emotions.
Now that you're mentioning this, I'm like, can you mix business and pleasure? Is it possible, or is it like a deal breaker?
You know what? I'm so upset that I have to keep referring to this last relationship, but I'm going to say no, okay? So the last relationship that I had was business and personal. It actually was why I probably got in trouble in this relationship, because I was only attracted to the business. I was absolutely not attracted to the person personally, outside of aesthetics. So it was more so how I saw the person move in business to say, yo, I can apply some of those principles. I can learn from him, right? That type of deal. Well, I realized he was attracted to the same light that I was attracted to. Most people see the same thing in you that you see in them. So he was coming to me based off of how I did business. I've done events for the last 20 years, and I had a dance community that I dance in. My community was growing in San Diego. So I was the youngest on the West Coast. I wasn't the average age of the Chicago stepping community dancer. So a lot of those things, I didn't fit the bill. So because of that, I caught a lot of attention. And I wasn't tripping because I was like, these old people didn't know how to do an event the way I knew how to do it anyway. But it was a whole lot of politics I didn't understand coming into their community. So I'm trying to digitalize and upgrade them, and there's still a whole community of just who they've been for the last 50 years. You can't just shake up dynamics if you don't know them. So he and I came into business that way. We built a, well, it was my location, but he helped me grow my location, helped me grow the dancers, all of this stuff. But I knew I was growing it with a double. So if I didn't weed my garden, didn't move my community, it was gonna suffer, you know, from it. And it did, it suffered a little bit, and they're just waiting for me to bring it back online. And I will in 2024. I'm doing it this year. We're gonna do it for next year.
Wow. Now, I appreciate that. This is why I love this podcast, because you get stories that you don't hear outside. And it brings into perspective, because some people are like, yeah, I married him because of this, or I married her because of that. And then you realize that the real reason why you shouldn't have is because you're not mentally ready to take on the things that you could be getting.
Yes. Yes.
Mind blown. Mind blown.
She's probably like, poof.
Exactly. Wow. You know, now that we're here, you know, what would you tell someone that is trying to do what you've done? You know, be in a relationship, be in business. Try to work things out, because some people say, I will focus on business only. I'll focus, like, you know, like how they used to say it in the back days, focus on school. Don't do anything else but school, you know? So would you say the same thing in this light to someone who's trying to balance both?
I would give context. So, like, I used to hate when people would tell us to focus on school, but they wouldn't say why. You're telling us to focus on school because you didn't, and you made all these raggedy ass decisions outside and you're not focusing on school. Tell me those decisions you made so I can understand why school is important. Instead, we just give the front line to focus on whatever, right? So for the entrepreneur, I would say, or the professional that's looking for the balance, I would say focus on you. Like, what do you actually need so that it's going to make sense? Because if you're picking up somebody else's, you know, freebie tool or tip, but you don't really know what it means to you, then you're just practicing another tool, which is cool, but then you don't know what the results really mean, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the intention has to really be stated from, you know, what is it that you're hoping to achieve? And you can do all four. You can be in a relationship, you can work on your fitness, you can run a business, and you can be, you know, balancing your self-care. To be honest, you need those things. If you have four things versus one, that's a better balance. That means you have to literally stop, take time. You're going to manage time to do these things in your wheelhouse. That's better than being focused on just one thing. Because when you focus on one area, everything else suffers, right?
True.
If I'm not focused on doing relationships or anything, and I'm not keeping my body uptight, so when I'm ready to get back out and dating and I'm looking a hot mess, ain't nobody going to want to fool me, right? So. True. I still work out. Like, I have a fitness routine here in my home. I'm talking about things coming up, and I can't wait to tap in. This would be a great opportunity for you to come to Vegas. Shameless plug.
Ooh.
I have a fitness fest coming up in August. It's called the A Fit Fest. I want podcasters here to talk about the event. I want collaborators on the event as well as attendees. We're working on our sponsorship. So our goal is to make it a wellness, like, you know, it's a 4-day, 4-night weekend. And the thing is to go through, we got fitness in the morning, we're eating, we're talking, we have our brunch fit jams, and then, you know, you're gonna cry it out or whatever. It's a co-ed experience. So the goal is to get people to really put their fitness at the forefront, because then everything else benefits, but it has to be from the mental, because we don't know a lot of pretty people at the gym that are very ugly on the inside.
Oof.
You got to tap into the mental in order for it to really come through. So I would say, yeah, do it all, but just do it in moderation. Give it a timeline of when you want to do it, and really define what results you'd like to see come from it, just in case you get different ones. That way you know, okay, I can change this in my formula next time.
Beautiful. Wow. This is amazing. Thank you so much. And I'm definitely going to
pull
up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up for sure. I want to support and make sure that that is in there. You know, I'm actually doing the same thing for someone soon. You know, they have this, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary doing, you know, fitness weekends in different states. So I'm going to be in one of them. And I'm going to be probably there in a couple of weeks. And, you know, probably, let me not say a couple of weeks, next week. You know, but okay. But the thing is,
like
when
next
I
weekend.
You, it's like next week, yeah, it is next week. So, you know, just looking at it like that and then thinking, okay, August, Vegas, you know, it now makes things even better to be like, okay, let's make it happen.
Well, so the first thing I thought about, and this is for your audience because y'all know y'all love favor, tap in, turn the bell on how it works for your podcast and turn the bell on how whatever they can do, just share, right? Monetization. But what I would say is that's one of the things about we were saying we're growing our team in our Clubhouse space because there's revenue to be made outside of Clubhouse, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this is where it comes from, just the networking. So we don't have a resident podcaster. Like, we dabble in this. We call it the Biz Talk Podcast. We ain't put no content out. We stop at Clubhouse, right? So our thing is we want people that are passionate about their purpose to be on our team because the reciprocity comes to if someone enrolls or they register for the event and it's coming through Favor's link, Favor gets paid on that registration whether he showed up to the event or not. Mm-hmm. It's just the reciprocity of us getting it out there and networking. But to have you have a space at the a station set up to where you could be broadcasting live about what's going on with the event, I just see that being as fire. So we definitely need to talk about what that can look like, you know?
Oh, yeah. You see, this is why I wanted us to get on a podcast because I didn't know what was going to come, but look.
Look, I didn't put my hat on. I don't use my visual. I put my hat on today. Give him something to see. Give him something.
Oh, I appreciate you, Tanya, so much.
Absolutely.
Anytime. And if somebody wants to connect with you or tap in or find out more how they can work with you, what options do they have?
You know what? I'm so proud of myself. I got all of my little marketing and branding done. The stuff I tell people to do, I did this stuff years ago.
Hey.
And I finally connected it. So they can get in contact with me at TanyaDanae.com. TanyaDanae.com. And that's my handle on all social media channels, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Clapper, whatever everybody's on right now. I'm trying to stay up to date. So that's my handle on all those platforms.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to bringing you back again and definitely seeing you in person soon.
And I'm looking forward to having you in the Clubhouse room. So I'm going to just keep adding you on there. And whenever you can join in, because, you know, we'd be in different time frames or whatever. Just pop in because that community is waiting to be like, yo, where do I tap in to follow Favor? What is he going to be talking about next?
True.
What is he going to have next? So go ahead and add these little people to the army for your community.
Exactly. I look forward to it. I saw it today and I was like, yeah, I'm going to pull up for sure. You know, I'll just look into my time. I'm like, yeah, of course. Why not? Support. And that's how it grows, because when you meet people in person, it's like, I've never met you before, but we know so much that we actually grow and we can do what we can and expand because we all doing it for a cause. So I'm all in.
Yes, Ashe, gratitude. I appreciate your time and thank you for asking me to be a guest. I really, really enjoyed this.
Oh, I appreciate you for being here, and definitely make sure you take care, and I'll definitely talk to you soon.
Thank you. I'll speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon.